Murderbot Walks into a Party. Written by Glows in the Dark. Narrated by Rhea314. Fandom, The Murderbot Diaries. Rating teen and up audiences, no archive warning supply. Read for Devil with a Bird Dress, an ITPE 2024. Hope you enjoy it. My initial plan for the day had been to sulk in my room aboard Art and let the humans enjoy their human bonding activities without me. Iris, Seth, and Martin had planned this whole venture, a so-called going-away party, and invited some of the humans they thought I would like to see before leaving on my first mission with Art and its crew. However, I have no need to see people one last time before leaving. My internal memory storage banks are very effective at remembering humans and augmented humans, even for long periods of time away. Rati was the first to knock on my door. "It's closed," I told him loudly, because Iris had been very clear about telling me the difference between a closed and open door and making sure I could maintain whatever boundaries I needed to make this work, as she put it. But Rati apparently hadn't heard Iris's talk about doors and knocked again, more urgently. "I'm taking a break," I shouted through the door. I was on my sixth consecutive hour of a Timestream Defenders Orion rewatch. A long break. Breaks were another human concept that Iris had been sure to outline for me. "Sec unit, Dr. Mensa is in the lounge waiting to see you," said Rati. And then Art, always eavesdropping, pushed a live video capture of the lounge into my feed, which showed the room decked out with colorful streamers and inflated colorful globes and at least six other distinct categories of party decoration, all colorful. I didn't need Art's feed to show me any of that, as I already had my own drone surveillance of the room on my back burner. Art knew that. Art was just being rude. I didn't know most of the people scattered throughout the room, eating and chatting. They were Art's crew. Art wanted me to get to know them. I wanted to be left alone until I was ready. It was an old argument. But Dr. Mensa was there too, chatting with Iris and Seth. She had left a plate of cut vegetables and an untouched dollop of seasonal dip on the table next to her. Mensa was being exceedingly polite and pleasant toward Iris and Seth, but her hands were tightly clasped and there was a slight backward lean to her posture. "Okay," I said, "fine." From Mensa's body language, it looked like she might need rescuing. And if there was anything I knew how to do, it was that. The party was like someone mixed an awkward new client meeting with a social dance, a ridiculous custom Amina had gleefully told me about. Standing in the doorway as neither a client nor a human young adult, I felt supremely out of place. But with Rati at my side, I went over to join Mensa, Seth, and Iris. "Talking about me?" I asked, making Seth jump a bit. Yes, I knew they'd been talking about me via my drones. With Art around, you'd think he was used to it. Mensa gave me an apologetic look, but she clearly also thought this was funny. "Seth was just telling me how glad he is to have you along for the next mission." I felt my teeth grind. If I was a regular human or augmented human, and not a ready-built killing machine, Mensa probably would have followed up with something like, "How are you feeling?" or "Are you ready?" Instead, Mensa added, "It's good to see you before you go." I wanted to go on the mission. Going on the mission was a fully conscious choice I had made, and I still stood by it. But if I had my way, I would do it and never talk about it to anyone. I would come back to preservation, and everything would be exactly the same, like I'd never left. So I just nodded. Then I kept nodding the whole night. To a lot of niceties and well wishes, I did my best not to remember. And I did my best not to say any goodbyes. Back in my room, I continued my Timestream Defenders Orion rewatch for approximately another 16 hours. At midnight, by Art's clock, a few hours in, my internal storage glitched for a millisecond and set me back on an earlier episode that I'd watched just the day before. My internal storage seemed to be indicating that this was the right place in my rewatch. Yikes, I thought. I should get that checked out. But it was the middle of the shipboard night cycle, and it wasn't a vital error, so I kept watching. Then Rati knocked on my door. The same Rati who was supposed to have gone back to Preservation Station after the party. And then Rati said, through the closed door, "Dr. Mensa is in the lounge waiting to see you." And I panicked. A full 10% drop in my performance reliability. I wrenched open the door, startling Rati back a few steps, and at the same time checked my internal system clock. "What day is it?" I asked Rati, and before he could answer, I added, "Never mind." It was the date and the time of the party, which, to my knowledge, had already happened. I scanned through my internal memory storage banks and found nothing from the party. I checked my archives, and again, nothing. But I had a recollection of it, a certainty that it had happened, and that I had seen Rati and Dr. Mensa and Art's crew already. It wasn't in my internal memory storage banks at all. It was only in my organic brain. Did someone wipe my memory? I pushed past Rati. Gently, humans are fragile, I know. And jogged down Art's hallways to the lounge. My drones, which I had left dormant to better focus on consuming media and decompressing from the party, came to life, showing the party scene from what I had until recently been certain was yesterday. There was Art's crew, the decorations, Mensa with Iris and Seth again. I burst into the lounge and conducted a quick threat assessment. Other than a few surprised reactions from my sudden entrance, I think someone dropped a plate. There was no danger in the party room, unless you counted the seasonal dip that was, on second examination, definitely expired. I chucked the whole bill in the recycler for good measure. I heard Rati come in after me, breathing heavily from exertion. In my drone video, Mensa raised an eyebrow at the scene I was making. Over the feed, I asked her, "Have you experienced this party before?" The other eyebrow went way up. Mensa pressed her lips together, like she was going to say something, and then decided to keep whatever it was to herself, and said, "No, not this exact party, but others like it, certainly." For a moment, I wondered if that was why I thought I'd already been to this party. A malfunctioning memory could make me confuse this party with a previous one, without any specific memory wipes. Then I dismissed that theory out of hand. No one ever invited me to any parties. It sounds like the beginning of a joke. Murderbot walks into a party, makes everyone uncomfortable, and leaves. In the private feed, I messaged Art. "When did Mensa arrive?" Art's sanctimonious reply. "This morning at 1100, and you've been avoiding her all day since, or else you might have known." Damn it. I turned and went straight back to my room. There was no point in attending a party for a second time, let alone, I thought privately, a first. Through my drones, I saw Rati give Mensa a look, which she returned, a mutual look of some import, and then they both followed me. Great. I left the door open for them. In my room, Mensa took a seat in my one extra chair as Rati gently closed the door. "A sec unit," began Mensa, as I turned away and put my head in my hands. "Is something going on?" Either every human, augmented human, and artificial intelligence has had their minds entirely wiped except for my organic memory, or I'm experiencing a closed system time loop. At least that's what they called it on Timestream Defenders Orion. I'd seen this before. It was a popular plotline on multiple dramas. "I believe I would know if my memory had been wiped," said Art. I rolled my eyes. That's what someone whose memory was wiped would say. My eye rolling was mostly for show. Art was probably, in this instance, correct. Not that I would say that to it out loud. Rati, bless him, must have watched some Time Stream Defenders Orion after I'd recommended it to him. "Are you saying that you're repeating this day over and over?" "Most likely." I examined my internal clock again, checking for discrepancies or signs of hacking, but there were none. Rati ran a hand through his hair, which he'd lately been growing longer, How many times have you gone through it? Now I was poking around in Art Systems looking for a hack. Art unhelpfully sent me a pristine damage report. This is only the second day, I said absentmindedly. Rati's hand stopped halfway through his hair. The second day. You figured out you were in a time loop on day two? He laughed a little worriedly. Maybe this is the only time it'll happen. I don't share your optimism, I told him. Mensa had been quiet, in the corner of my eye, and in the forefront of my drone's view. She had been looking downright pensive. You have to tell us, she said. At the beginning of each loop, as soon as you can. We can figure it out together. Maybe Mensa had also watched some Time Stream Defenders Orion. Something weird happened to my face. Sure, Dr. Mensa. I was bad to my word. On loops 3 through 131, I stayed in my room and watched media. At first, it was because I was scared, if I was admitting that kind of thing to myself. Media was comforting. I was taking a break. I was setting a boundary between myself and this impending problem. I was keeping the door closed. Literally, I was keeping the door closed despite Rati's desperate attempts each iteration to knock it down and drag me to the party. I'd like to see him really try. But why would I go to the party if no one's feelings would be hurt and no one would remember I stood them up? No one was in any immediate danger, so I locked the doors and stayed in my room and watched all of my favorite plotlines of Sanctuary Moon and World Hoppers and a new show I'd recently downloaded called By the Dark Eclipse of the Heart that had 495 two-hour episodes. The only downside was that I couldn't watch World Hoppers with Art because I had to shut down my feed and aggressively avoid all of its intense guilting over not going to the party it and its crew had so lovingly prepared. That was another reason not to tell Mensa and Rati. There was no way to tell them without also telling Art, that meddler. It was kind of like the realization of a dream from long ago. No responsibilities, no clients, no eyes on me, just media. And because any new internal memory storage from the day was reset at the start of each new loop, I could experience the same episode multiple times without the same level of pre-knowledge as usual. Then, around loop 120, I realized that the organic parts of my brain were getting frustrated. Yes, I had a practically unlimited amount of time. Yes, I had a practically unlimited amount of media to download from Preservation Station's media feed. But to my disgust, I found that the media was making me grumpy. It was getting harder to stay immersed and enjoy the stories. In the end, I was stuck in my room by myself, and I and myself are not always on the greatest of terms. Not to mention Rati was wearing me down with all his guilt and pleading. And there was that small matter of a time loop to get out of, which was looming bigger each loop. I tried to remember how the party had gone the first time around, but it had been such a long time ago from my perspective that it had mostly been erased along with my internal memory storage. The organic memory was all I had, and it was blurry and faded, and pretty bad in the first place. Like somehow the company had given me the cheap version of that, too. What I did remember was that in most dramas, the main characters can only solve the time loop once they fix something they did wrong that first time. Either that, or it's an evil alien wizard spell, and there's nothing anybody can do about it until the evil alien wizard is satisfied and defeated. I could only hope my scenario was the first one. Whatever I had done wrong, I had to make it right. The next loop, when Rati was outside my door preparing to knock, I opened the door before he even got his arm up. Sec unit, he said, stepping back. Dr. Mensa's in the lounge waiting to see me, I know. I set off toward the party and tried to put a ew spring in my step. First thing, I threw away the expired seasonal dip, despite the protests of a human who was about to serve some onto their plate. This is hazardous to your health, I told them, smiling, because that was appropriate party behavior. I got a fresh plate of cut vegetables and took it over to Mensa, who was watching in either amusement or well-disguised horror, and swapped it out with her plate, which had the contaminated dip on it. That plate went straight in the recycler as well. "It's good to see you, SecUnit." Mensa accepted her clean, empty plate. Next to her, Iris had a broad smile on her face, and Seth was looking like he'd possibly been the one to provide the dip. I reminded myself that I was making an effort. "Nice party," I said to Seth, whose eyes widened to an estimated 110% of their original size. "Great snacks," I added, having tried none of them, and being incapable of tasting food and honestly having no opinions on it whatsoever. "Good to see you too," I finally said to Mensa, and that was the only statement I actually meant. I thought about pulling her aside now and confiding about the time loop I was experiencing, but that would have the definite side effect of ruining the party, and perhaps that was the problem. Iris piped up. "Have you talked to Katie or Mateo yet? They want to talk to you about the social raster." I almost asked, "What would I have to do with that?" I was pretty sure that I hadn't spoken to either of them at this party the first time around. Maybe that was the issue. I was supposed to be bonding with Art's crew, letting them make memories of me before we went on our mission together or whatever. So I reminded myself that I was making an effort and said, "That sounds delightful." At that point, Mensa wasn't eating anything yet, so I don't know why she choked. I made the rounds and was sure to exchange at least a few sentences with everyone in attendance. I made a list and checked them off. I quickly decided on a few helpful buffer phrases for conversations with humans and augmented humans, including, "That sounds delightful," "Tell me more," and "It was great to meet you." That last one was a good phrase for making an escape, so I used it more than I probably should have on people I had definitely met before, and possibly on people I had personally saved from serious alien remnant threats. I wound up back by Dr. Mensa and Rati, who had been watching me and whispering to each other for the past hour. "Having fun?" Mensa asked, now holding an electric blue fizzy drink. From the look on her face, I was sure her so far unspoken follow-up would be along the lines of, "How damaged are you, and how soon do we need to repair you?" I considered telling her about the time loop again. It would clear up her obvious confusion at my behavior. It would also give me an exit from the rest of the party. No, not this time. I would tell her later after I tested out my socializing with Art's crew theory. I didn't have to make her worry about this yet. Even if her memory would be erased at each loop, I didn't like to worry Dr. Mensa unnecessarily. "Yes," I said in my blandest tone. "Tons of fun." Rati stifled an uncomfortable laugh. The exit from the lounge was within sight. The slight reorientation of my body toward the door must have alerted Art to my thoughts, because it said in my private feed, "The party is scheduled for another 23 minutes. So, I stayed. When the party finally ended, and I went back to my room, I tried not to get my hopes up. There was no good reason that socializing at a party would end a time loop any more than staying in my room and watching media. That was a human way of thinking. I put on an episode of By the Dark Eclipse of the Heart I'd watched twice already, and waited for the date in my internal system clock to change over to the next day. At midnight, the date stayed the same. Well, shit. I went back to the party. There must be an infinite number of ways of attending a party, and I was going to try every one. I started keeping a lengthy tally of party strategies, focusing on Art's crew, focusing on my former preservation clients, different amounts of time spent with each human and augmented human in attendance. I arrived early. I arrived late. I tried dressing up a few different ways. Never again. Though I wish I had the ability to save an image of Rati's face when I wore that one top. I tried bringing gifts. I tried bringing food. I tried so many fucking conversation starters. It was extra difficult because anything I tried to put in hard storage was wiped at the end of each loop. I had to concentrate really, really hard at the end of each loop to keep track of my attempts with my measly organic memory. But who was I kidding? Nothing was working. On loop 245, while I was contemplating bashing my head into the door of my room, I considered whether it was time to move into the reckless decision-making part of this time loop journey. In every time loop plot I'd seen, the characters eventually got to the point of confessing all their dumb and inappropriate feelings, taking risks, and often dying and getting the loop reset early. Having nearly died and been repaired more times than I can count, I had no interest in testing that last part. If I really had exhausted my party strategies, I was at a loss for what to try next. I briefly considered staying in my room and watching more shows until the heat death of the universe, but depressingly, frustratingly, inconceivably, that didn't feel right. I already knew that didn't work to end the time loop. If I never found a way out, nothing would ever change. I wondered if I could live with that. There was something comforting now about the familiarity of the party. It was like watching the same episode of a show over and over. Not my favorite episode, more like my seventh favorite episode of my fourth favorite show, if that. The stakes are low, but at least you know what's about to happen. I usually didn't like not knowing what was about to happen. Surprises, in general, are a major security concern. Now, I found myself in desperate need of a surprise solution. Otherwise, I would never see the new episode of the third Sanctuary Moon spinoff that was coming out next week. I would never see any of the other people I kind of liked who weren't at the party. I would never go on the mission with Art and its crew. I would never come back. No, I couldn't live with that. Reckless decision-making time it was. About 2 hours before Rati would arrive to knock on my door, I slipped out of my room and down the corridor, downloading Art's schematics along the way and pinpointing Dr. Mensa's live location. "Are you going somewhere?" Art asked in my feed, as if it couldn't see me right there in the hall. "Leave me alone," I sent back. Not my best retort, but I was looking at the spot on the map where Mensa supposedly was, and I didn't recognize it. Art was a huge transport, but I had familiarized myself with its layout while it had been recently deleted. Now there was an entire new wing in the schematics that I didn't think had been there before. Then again, I was missing a major portion of my memory, so who knows? With two drones hovering over the lounge, as Art was having it set up, and two spinning above my head, I set off in the direction of the new wing. "Did you really think I'd let anyone see all of my schematics?" Art asked, like the asshole it is. "Get out of my face." Not very original, I know. "Are you worried about the party?" "You shouldn't be," said Art smugly. "I host them all the time."
"Hooray for you."
The entrance to that wing was a regular automatic door, but as soon as I stepped through it, I was bombarded by the scent of fresh plant life and running water. I stopped just inside the doorway, taking it in. A huge wing, all one big space, containing some sort of living ecosystem. Paths cut through the dense greenery. I'd never seen this many plants in one place in my life, not even on preservation, not even on some of the survey planets I'd been contracted to as a working sec unit. I had no idea what most of them were even called. The closest I'd seen to this was on a few shows. Was this a garden?
"Welcome to the oxygen tank," said Art, with a tone of less welcome and more of shameless bragging. "I make my own natural oxygen. The oxygen level in this air is a full 25%.
"Don't tempt me to start a fire," I said, taking a few steps further in. The plant life made visibility difficult, so I sent a drone up ahead.
"Between the two of us, you are the only one who needs oxygen to live," Art pointed out. I could have come up with a clever response if my drone hadn't happened right in that moment across Dr. Mensa, sitting on a well-placed bench by a small pond, just a little ways into the garden. She was breathing deeply with her eyes closed. "Of course you let Dr. Mensa know about this location and not me." I thought I might approach quietly, but Dr. Mensa opened her eyes and saw the hovering drone. "Sec unit," she said in our private feed. I suddenly remembered that I was there to spill my secret sentimental feelings and decided it would be best to put it off. "I can go," I sent back. "Feel free to join me if you wish." I thought about joining her and telling her about the time loop and all the many ways I'd so far failed to stop it. It was a daunting prospect. The time loop conversation could wait. I walked down the nearest path and quickly found her. Before Mensa could gesture me to sit, I sat, with the same narrow chill of taboo from sitting on furniture made for humans. Mensa closed her eyes again, so I tried the same thing. There was the sound of grass and leaves rustling, the faint ripple of water. Art must have been creating a breeze. Finally, after a long enough silence, and once Mensa appeared to be opening her eyes, I said, "Thank you for coming to the party for me. It was unnecessary, but I appreciate the gesture." Then I took a deep, unnecessary breath and said, "I'll miss you while I'm away." "Oh, sec unit," Mensa said, sitting up and squinting in the bright light that was emanating from somewhere. "I'll miss you too. I didn't want to leave without a proper goodbye." "It's not really goodbye," I said. I didn't like hearing that. "I'll be back. In the meantime, my memories of you are in high-quality memory storage." Never mind that I had no ability at the moment to put anything new in my non-organic long-term memory storage. "I'm honored," Mensa said dryly. "But it's still nice to see you again before you go." "I didn't want to see you again," I admitted before I could chicken out. "I don't need to make new memories at the some party before I go, like a human. I can just come back and everything can be like I didn't leave." Mensa let that sit for a moment, carefully looking away from me. I appreciated that. If I were human, or trying to pretend like I was human, I would fidget. Because I was with Dr. Mensa, I didn't. Finally, Mensa took another oxygen-rich breath. "Just because you don't need to see people before you leave on a long journey doesn't mean you don't want to, or that it's not beneficial." "It's not beneficial," I argued. "My memory is fine." "Lies, I know." "It's not about having a bad memory," Dr. Mensa said. "Although I admit we humans are notorious for that. It's about bolstering our connections to the people we care about." "Why does leaving mean I need to bolster the connection? What do you think's going to happen to our connection when I leave?" "It'll change," Mensa said, surprising me. "I don't want it to," I said. Yes, I sounded like a juvenile human. Then I surprised myself by saying, "Usually when I leave people, I never see them again. Or at least, I don't expect to." "That can happen," Mensa said. "But that's not the only type of change." "It was easier," I said, "when I didn't have to think about it." Mensa laughed, but I didn't get the impression that she was laughing at me. "It was," she said, "but nothing stays the same forever." Thankfully, she seemed unaware of the irony. I wondered what she was thinking about herself. I wondered if it was anything I could help with. Then I thought, might as well see the rest of the way through. "I have something to confess, kind of related."
"Oh?"
"I've been stuck in a time loop for 245 days. Clearly by her face, Mensa had not expected that at all. So I explained it to her, summarizing my attempts at succeeding at the party. Her confusion kept digging itself deeper in her face.
"But what caused this?"
she interrupted me, as I told her why I thought my gifts hadn't ended the time loop.
"Do we need to consult a physicist?"
"I was working on the assumption that I had to solve the party and the loop would stop," I said,
realizing as I said it how ridiculous it sounded. Then I thought I had to talk about my feelings, and then maybe it would stop. I see, Mensa said, but she looked very concerned. I suppose this was quite the bomb to drop an hour before the party. Do you think we still need to attend the party? Or can we just go get Dr. Ratti and see who he can call up to consult on this matter?
There's no need to consult with anyone, said Art, in its best mega-villain voice. I have ended the time loop.
I froze for a moment in shock and then fury.
Are you saying that you were the reason this entire time?
Try to tell me that you are worse off now than you were at the beginning of my interference.
Heat flooded my organic parts, and also the guns I conveniently carry in my arms. Only Dr. Mensa's close presence kept me from firing, futilely but to make a point, at the roof of the garden wing.
You overbearing, narcissistic, shameless, depraved asshole!
That's a lot of big words from someone who didn't know what a going-away party was for.
Infuriatingly, I ran out of words. Dr. Mensa had her hands over her mouth, the corners of her eyes crinkled, laughing or crying or both. Both was a strong possibility.
My job here is done, said Art. Besides, I wouldn't want to subject Dr. Mensa to any more of this.
The alien remnants, Mensa said, still partially covering her mouth. Oh no.
I have their effects under control, said Art. Don't worry.
Which was pointless. Art becoming an evil alien wizard was worrying news for the whole galaxy.
Personally, I had predicted that you would spend a full year watching media, not barely half.
Don't ever talk to me again, I said. Thankfully, Art took the hint. After all that, before I could worry about Art interfering any further, I decided to go with Mensa to the party. For real, this time. The last time. To my surprise, this last bit of familiarity flew by so fast. It was slowly hitting me that everything after that would be new and surprising once again. At the end of the night, I said my goodbyes to Mensa and Ratti, and watched as they boarded their connecting transport back to Preservation Station. Dr. Mensa winked at my drone as she stepped across the threshold. She was going to contact a few experts in alien remnants for me while I was away. I would see them again soon enough. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. And if you've enjoyed the Podfic, you're welcome to leave me feedback. Happy ITPE, Devil with a Bird Dress. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks.